This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechitatu kurume 16, 2016.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Sangano rinobatsira nechikafu pasi rose rinoti Zimbabwe inoda mari inodarika mazana maviri emamiriyoni emadhora yekutenga chikafu chinosvitsa nyika muna kurume gore rinouya.
Dare redzimhosva rinoti hurumende yakabvisa midziyo yembada Diamonds kuminda yemangoda kwamaranga zvisiri pamutemo.
Vaimbova gurukota rezvemigodhi vaObert Mpofu vanoti havasi kuzovhura muromo wavo panyaya dzemari dzine chekuita nemangoda.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Sangano rinobatsira nechikafu pasorose reWFP rinoti riri kuda mari inosvika mamiriyoni mazana maviri nemakumi maviri emadhora kuitira kuti ribatsire vanhu vari kuziya nenzara muZimbabwe. Sangano iri rinoti riri kuda mari iyi kusvika muna kurume wa2017. Hurumende inoti vanhu mamiriyoni mana vanoda rubatsiro rwechikafu kumaruwa. Asi mutauriri weWFP kuchamhembe kweAfrica vaDavid O vaudza Studio 7 kuti ivo vachiri kushanda nevanhu mamiriyoni matatu sezvo vasati vaita ongororo itsva yekuona kuti uwandu hwawedzera here kana kuti kwete.
Asi vaO vatenda havo kuti nenyaya yemhepo yeEl Nino iyo iri kuvhiringidza kunaya kwemvura zvakanaka vanotarisira kuti uwandu hwevanoda chikafu huchakwira. Mumwedzi uno chete WFP inoti iri kubatsira vanhu zviuru mazana manomwe nemakumi mashanu, asi mukutanga kwegore rinouya inotarisira kuti uwandu uhu hunenge wasvika pamamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana maviri kana kuti 2.2 million. WFP iri kutendawo Canada, Switzerland, United States, Central Emergency Response Fund neAmerica mukubatsira nemari kusvika pari zvino. Mukuzeya nyaya yechikafu tabata mumwe mugari wekubwera South vatendai dzawira kuti tinzwe kuti zvinhu zvakamirawo sei munharaunda yavo.
Ndingati vanhu vari kupiwa, asi dambudziko riripo nderekuti mawira achiri kuita hacho chakada kuita chishoma tichitarisa vanhu vanofanira kunge vachipuwa chikafu. Kozoti mapuwirwo anoitwa vanhu kuno kwakuine dambudziko rekuti vanhu vainyanyonenerana zviya zvekuti iwoo uri wezanukuefu uri wechi. Saka hapana vamwe vanhu vasati vaona mukana wakakwana wokunyorwa nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachifungidzirwa kuti vari against musangano unenge uchitungamira dzimwe nguva kana kuti musangano une vanhu vari kutungamira ivavo. So kunyorwa kwacho dzimwe nguva vanhu vanozongogunun'una pano neapo.
Anenge achinyora vanhu ndiani apa?
Kana vachiuya iko zvino ndoona sokuti programu yacho zvayo iri yebit clear nekuti vanouya vachiti isusu hatisarudzi kuti toita zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti chii, vanotori vanhu vari employed nedhona rinenge rauya. Saka vanenge vachinyora zvakanaka zviri andi musangano kana kuti chii, vanenge vachingonyorwa zvinhu zvakatikama chaizvo chaizvo. Asi nokuda kwokuti panosvikawo vanhu munzvimbo paya vanoda kuonawo munhu akaita sakansela nemachairman anenge ariko, vanhu ivavavo vanenge vari vemusangano. So matungamiri avanoita kana kuti vanhu vanenge vachishandapo ndeve musangano, zvinozoita kuti wasiyiwa uya asiri wemusangano una chairman anenge otogunun'una. Asi kuno ndoona sokuti iko zvino izvi zviri fair, hazvina umbonyanyo ipapo.
Saka vanhu vanenge vachipiwa chii apa?
As of now, wari kupuwa chibage ne mari hanzi yekutenga muriwo. Vanokwanisa kungopiwa $6 pamunhu pamwedzi. Kozoti chibage chinongonzi pe house hold vanongopiwa 50 kg.
Ko mwaka uno wakamira sei chirimo here chibage mumindawo?
Kana tiri kuno kugwera south chokwadi chakanaka. Hakuna zvachose zvekuti kana vanhu kuti vawane ndingati kachigaba chaiko kuchengetera mbeu yegore rinouya. Zvokuti kuno kunorimwa mhunga, mapfunde, ndo zvinonyanya kurimwa izvozvo. Zvinonetsa kana ukuri kutofamba munzvimbo yokunoku munotoona kuti mombe dzinongofudzwawo zvemutemo, dzinongofamba padzinodira nekuti minda haina chinhu.
Mumwe mugari wekubwera South vatenda idzawira vari parunare kubwera kwakare.
Hurumende inonzi haina kutevera zvinodiwa nemitemo yenyika apo yakabvisa midziyo yembada Diamonds kwachiadzwa zvichitevera kusapiwa nehurumende kwekambani iyi Resness rekuramba ichiita basa rekuchera mangoda. Izvi zvinonzi zviri mumutongo watorwa nhasi nedare repamusoro. Mutoro wedu Nau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Mutongi wedare repamusoro High Court vaJoseph Mafusire vatura mutongo wekuti kambani yaichera mangoda kwamarange yembada Diamonds yakabvisirwa muchina yayo yekucheresa mangoda panzvimbo iyi zvisiri pamutemo. Mumutongo wavo vaMafusire vati michina yekambani iyi inofanira kuramba iripo kusvikira nyaya iri kukwikwidza kumatare kuti irambe ichichera mangoda aya yapedzwa kuzaiwa mumatare. Zvaturwa nedare zvatsinirwa nerimwe remagweta ari kumirira hurumende panyaya iyi valu Uriri.
Dare rangoti iro vembada vakabviswa pamugodhi wemadiamond zvisiri pamutemo, asi zvakadaro maresness avakanga expire naizvozvo havabvumidzwe pamutemo kuti vange vachimaina madiamonds iyayo.
Asi vauriri vati havasi kubvumirana nemutongo waturwa nedare vachiti vachakwidza nyaya iyi kudare repamusorosoro resupreme court vachiti hurumende yakapa makambani aya mwedzi mitatu sezvinodiwa pamurau kuti vabvise michina yavo kuminda yemangoda kwamarange.
Hatiwirirani nepataurwa nedare kunzi vakabviswa zvisiri pamutemo, isi tinoti vakabviswa zviri pamutemo, nekudaro tiri kukwidza chisungo ichocho kudare guru resupreme court.
Mutongi wedare ati kambani yembada Diamonds ibvumidzwe kuisa vanhu vayo vanochengetedza michina iyi kudzamara nyaya iyi yapera kuzaiwa mumatare. Izvi zvinotevera kudzingwa kunonzi kwakaitwa vashandi vekambani iyi nemapurisa akaenda kunochengetedza kwamarange zvichitevera kurambidzwa kwakaitwa makambani ese aichera mangoda kwachiadzwa nehurumende kuti aenderere mberi nebasa. Zvisinei, vaMafusire vati mbada Diamonds haibvumidzwa kuchera mangoda kwachiadzwa sezvo isina kumutsurudza resiness rayo rekuchera mangoda sezvinodiwa nemutemo. Hurumende yakadzinga makambani ese aichera mangoda kwachiadzwa ichiti akanga asina kumutsurudza maresiness awo, uye makambani aya anga achiramba kubatana kuti aombe kambani imwe chete. Izvo zvinonzi nehurumende zvaizoita kuti inyatsokwanisa kuongorora mafambiro aiita mangoda kwachiadzwa. Mutungamiriri wenyika kava Robert Mugabe vanoti pane mari inodarika mabhiriyoni 10 nemashanu emadhora $15 billion yakanyangadika mukutengeswa kwaitwa mangoda nemakambani aichera mangoda kwamarange. Kunyange hazvo vaMugabe vakataura izvi, hapana kana munhu mumwe chete atasungwa achipomerwa mhosva iyi, izvo zvakonzera kuti vemapato anopikisa vanyunyute. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Zvichakadaro, vaimbova gurukota rinoona nezvezvicherwa vaObert Mpofu vaudza Studio 7 nhasi kuti havasi kuzombofa vakataura nenyaya yekuti pane mari yemangoda inosvika mabhiriyoni 10 nemashanu emadhora isiri kuzivikanwa kuti yakafamba sei. VaMpofu vapika kuti havasi kuzotaura vachiti havachisiri gurukota rezvezvicherwa, uye gurukota idzva vaWalter Chidhakwa ndivo chete vanofanira kutaura nezvenyaya iyi. VaMpofu vainge vari gurukota rezve VaMpofu pari zvino vave gurukota rezvegwara reupfumi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakataura pahurukuro yavanoita pagore neZBC panhemberero yebhavhude ravo kuti mari inosvika mabhiriyoni 10 nemashanu yakashayikwa. Mapato anopikisa anoti vanhu ava vanonzi vakaba mari iyi vanofanira kusungwa.
Mutauriri webato reMDC inotungamirwa navaWaltzman Ncube vakurawo nechihwai vanoti vanhu vemuZimbabwe havafaniri kuramba vakapeta maoko Zanu PF ichityora bumbiro remitemo nekuita zvehuori. Bato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party ratiwo vamugabe mbune ndovari kukurudzira huori munyika. Bato iri rakurudzirawo kuti vamugabe vanofanira kusiya basa poumbwa komiti yeparamende inoongorora kuti mari yemangoda yakafambiswa sei. Bato iri rakurudzirawo vanhu vemuZimbabwe kuti vabatane vachiratidzira kuti mari inonzi yakabiwa idzorwe muhomwe yenyika.
Zvichakadaro nhasi, pane mumwe munhu mumwe chete anga achiratidzira panze peparamende achiti mari iyi inofanira kuti idzorwe. Panguva imwe cheteyo vachidhakwa vanga vachiudza dare reparamende kuti vachaumba komiti yekuongorora mafambisirwo akaitwa mari iyi. Vichakadaro, vamwe vagari vemunharaunda dzakapoteredza minda yemangoda kwachiyadzwa vanoti havasi kufara nekumiswa kushanda kwakaitwa makambani ekwachiyadzwa sezvo vaiwanawo chouviri kubva mukushandira makambani acho. Mutoreri wenhau Lloyd Moyo anoti panyaya inotevera.
Vagari ava vanoti kumiswa kwakaitwa makambani aya kushanda vakurasikirwa nemari zvakanyanya sezvo vaiva nemba dzaigarwa nevashandi vemakambani akamiswa kuitwa basa. Amai Abigail Jena mumwe vagari vari kuchema nekuvharwa kwemakambani aichera mangoda kwachiyadzwa. Amai ava vanoti kumiswa kwakaitwa makambani aya basa ndikowo kwakamirawo kuwanawo kwavo chouviri kubva kuvashandi vaigara mudzimba dzavo dzavairoja.
Nyaya yekumiswa kwemamine workers iyi kwemakambani yakati tibate batei because tanga tichibenefitawo 3 rand house but now there is nothing. Maroja ese akaita sei akaenda. 2 child abuse yatosimukazve. Chigweja chatodzokerazve. Tsvina dziya dzataichema nadzo muenvironment kuti our environment is now dead just because of these illegal diamond panners zvadzokazve. Harassment of people yadzokazve. Kurwisana kwevanhu kwatotangazve. Asi pakanga pachishanda mamaini matambudziko ese iwayo tanga tisingachamaona. Zvinhu zvazvatimirire zva.
Amai Jena vanoti kubva pakamira kucherwa mangoda nemakambani aya anosvika manomwe umbavha uye makoronyera awanda munharaunda mavo sezvo vazhinji vongoita madiro ajojina mukupinda nekutenderera munharaunda umu vachida kupinda kunochera mangoda.
Panyaya yemaschool dropouts zvazvambotimirei nenyaya yekumemacampaigns atakaita awareness meetings atakamboita but pakangotanga chigweja apa pamiswa makambani apa ngati already about 7 girls vakadhropa chikoro. Atisu 3 vacho atisuzive kuti vari papi. Vamwe vari vakaenda kororwa, vamwe vari vangori mumunda atisumbuzive kuti vari pi. Hapana rumbozeya maweabouts of those 7 girls.
Mumwe mugari wepa Hot Springs pedyo nepaishandira kambani yeAngin Investments iyo yaicherawo mangoda amai Sekai Mukwada vanoti vanorwadziwa zvikuru nekuti vashandi vepakambani iyi vaigara pamusha pavo vachiroja. Vanoti kunze kwekushaya mari inobva kumaroja munzvimbo mavo hamuchina kugadzikana.
Magweja muarea anga mashoma izvozvi awandisa kana neusiku aya utori pamba unonzwa ichindofamba ichibira ichienda. Uyezve tine dzimba dzedu dzetaingoisawo maloja tichionawo kaincome generation kedu izvozvi akaenda dzimba dzedu hadzisina wanhu. Hamusina nekuti mune wanhu basaka zvakatipe disadvantage ipapo kuenda kumiswa kwakaita makambani.
Amai Ngwada vanotiwo vagari vaishanda makambani aichera mangoda kwachiyadzwa vana vavo vamira kuenda kuchikoro nekuda kwekushayirwa mari. Asi mumwe mugari wenharaunda iyi amai Pepo Kaitonodzai vanoti kumiswa kushandwa kwemakambani kwachiyadzwa kwakanaka sezvo vamwe vakaita savo vakatadziswa kuwana mukana wokushanda mumakambani aya kunyange hazvo vange vaine magwaro anokodzera kuti vange vachishanda muminda iyi.
Aindozvigamuchira kuti zvakatomboita zvakavharwa nekuti isusu hatisi kubhenefita taida kupinda mabasa saka vana vedu havasi kupinda mabasa. Kana even inini ndakatoita kosi kublawai kuschool of mine ndichidawo kutsvaga basa reblastering and reblastering aka ndakarishaya basa sesetifiketi ndinayo.
VaMarvin Mudiwa mugari wenharaunda iyi uye vari sachigaro wesangano revagari reko rinonzi Marange Community Development Trust MCDT. Vamudiwa vanoti vange vave nenguva yakareba vachichemera kumiswa kushanda kwemakambani aya nenyaya yezvikonzero zvakasiyana-siyana.
Kuvharwa kwakaita mining companies kuti iite amalgamation I think kwandiri inini ndofunga kuti ndo the only solution because zvinhu zvanga zvichiitwa ukoko hapana zvaive zvisikabhenefiti nyika zvanga zvisikabhenefiti macommunity zvasina munhu anobhenefita. Ukaende kumalocal authorities vaingochema nezvimwe chete. Hatina development yakaitwa iri meaningful marodzi edu atinongochema nayo kuti mvura dzedu dzasvibiswa vanhu vedu vakaperewo dzingo mabasa hatina kana benefit kana one yatinokwanisa kuti presence mamining companies dzatibatsire izvizvi saka zvataitwa negovernment
hurumende yakamisa makambani anochera mangoda kuita basa mushure mekutora maresinesi ebasa rawo ichiti inoda kuti makambani aya abatane pasarai nekambani imwe chete hurumende yakati zvakare pakange pasina chouviri chine pundutso kubva mukucherwa kwemangoda aya muhomwe yayo sezvo kubva pakatangwa mabasa ekucherwa aya yakawana madhora mabhiriyoni maviri chete apowo makambani aya akawana madhora mabhiriyoni gumi nemashanu vashandi vanopfuura mazana matanhatu vakamira basa kubva pakamiswa makambani emangoda kushanda mwedzi wapfuura ndakamirira Studio 7 kwachiyadzwa ndini Lweda Moyo.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Sangano rinoona nezvenhabvu pasi rose reFIFA riri kubvuma kuti utungamiri hwaro hwakatengesa mavhoti pamitambo yakaitwa. Sangano iri riri kuedza kuwana mari yaro yakabatwa neAmerica inosvika mamiriyoni nemamiriyoni emadhora. Mugwaro ratumirwa kubazi remagweta ehurumende kuitira kuti ridzoserwe mari yakabatwa iyi. FIFA yabvuma kuti kwaive neuori hwakaitwa mumakore apfuura ikatiwo sangano iri rava kufira uori hwakaitwa nevanhu vaitungamira sangano iri. FIFA inoti iri kurasikirwa nemari inosvika mamiriyoni makumi maviri nemasere emadhora.
Mumwe mukuru muEuropean Union anoti chibvumirano neTurkey achireve kuti EU ichapira gotsi vapoteri vachitaura nevatori venhauna muBrussels. Mutedzeri wemutungamiri weEU wekutanga vaFranz Timmermans vati chibvumirano cheEU neTurkey chine chinangwa chekumisa kutengeswa kwevanhu mudunhu iri. Pasi pechibvumirano ichi, Turkey inofanira kutora chizvarwa chekuSyria chiri muGreece zviri pamutemo uye inofanirawo kutumira mumwe wacho kuEU kuitira kuti chirongwa ichi chifambe zvakanaka. Makateerera kuStudio 7, tiri kutevenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Zvese zvose zvisvaro zveZimbabwe zviri kugutsikana nemagariro azviri kuita kunze kwenyika sezvo vakawanda vachingoshuvira kuti dai kumusha kwaita zvakanaka vadzokera zvavo. Mumwe wevari kushuvira kuti dai zvinhu zvagadzikana kuZimbabwe nekukasika ndevanyani bote vari kuBoston mudunhu reMassachusetts avo vave kushanda samakanika pari zvino. Vabote avakaberekerwa mumusha weMbare makore makumi mashanu nerimwe apfuura vanoti vave nemakore gumi nemashanu vapinda muno muAmerica. Kunyange hazvo vakambokwanisa kudzokera kumusha muna 2012 negore rapera 2015 vanoti zvinhu hazvisi kuvafambira sematarisiro avaiita vachabva kumusha. Vanoti vakashanda mabasa akawanda vachitsvaga kurarama kusvika vazowana basa ravo chairo rekugadzira dzimotokari. Kunyange hazvo vave kuita basa ravo chairo vabote vanoti harisi kuvabhadhara zvakanaka sezvo vari kushanda maawa mashoma pazuva izvo zvoita kuti vashandewo mazuva akawanda kuitira kuwedzera maawa avanoshanda. Vanoti vabote vanozivikanwawo zvakare vachiita zvemumhanzi uye vakatotsikisa damba refu ravo richaparurwa nguva pfupi iri kutevera rinonzi shungu. Muchikamu chedu chatinotaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika taita hurukuro navo.
Ndakabva ini ndasenzera Harare City Council muworkshop ndiri foroman ikoko but kuuya kunoku unombotanga uchizviramba womboita zvese. Ndakamboita construction, ndakambotraya kudrive matrucks isati ndaona basa rangu yezve ndosenzera Ford dealership. But regai nditi kudiaspora kushanda kwakasiyana nekumusha kunoku kunorwadza. Like mazana ndotosenza 6 days a week kuendesa vana kuchikoro kunoda mari, vabereki kumusha vanoda mari. Ndaiti ndichadzokera nokukurumidza but ndaizoenda muna 2015 umu. Ndakati mirai ndimbomira. No, nekuti ndakaona zvinhu kunge zvakakaka. Pandakamboenda 2012 pampane hope. But iye zvino izvi ndakaona senge zvinhu zvakakaka ndakadzokera ndotamba nhamo. Ndakamboita maprojects angu avo kumusha ikoko andofunga kuti anga angondipo kamari. Kungovako dzimba idzodzo but kana vari kugara mudzimba macho imomo vako gedha gedha kana kubhadhara. Saka chisi chinhu chekuti ndingatembe kuti ndingapiwa marendauzi ndakararama because mwedzi unosvika wakanzwa munhu achiti haana mari. Kuti ndidzokere ndinoti ndinotanga kushanda futi kumusha kana ndinojingirisa. Kozi takutaura nezvekujingirisa kana tiri kumusha ndifunga kuti ndingakwanisa.
Iko kuBoston mune zvimwe zvamunoita here kunze kwekuve makanika?
Inini actually kubvira nokudzira ndine basa one but kambani yedu yakatengeswa yanga iri family business dealership but yakatengwa nevamwe saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kungooma dzimwe nguva hatiwani basa rakawanda because isiana makanika tobhadharwa pejob saka tifind kuti ten tiriko the whole day but we can make job nokubhadhara for like 4 hours instead of 8 hours periodico saka ndakutongoita second job Uber driving but ndine intention yekuzotanga something changu pachangu ndiregedze zvekusenza kana chikwanisika ndoita kana maseasonal ndichimbonocheka kumusha ndichidzoka ndigare ndiri connected nekumusha because shungu dziri kumusha chete.
Vanyani munozivikanwa muri munhu anoita zvakare zvemagitare mungatitaurira kuti pane nguva ino yamuri kuti zvinhu zviri kumboita zvichioma muno muri kumbosanganisa here nyaya dzemagitare mukati imo?
Ndaimboti sangana nevanhu vakasiyana-siyana vemunomu nevamwe mashamwari dzangu dzekusouth africa nekumalawi nekughana vanoita music vamwe takasanganawo kuchurch music yekuchurch but tango tino let's form our own group it first taita zvesouth africa bend inonzi matimba tichireza mari dzeaids tichiita mafestivals but vese vakadzokera kusouth africa tatangoregedza kuridza but ndakambenge ndarekodha music yangu as an artist yangu pachangu inini of which ndakazoita re-record futi namono mukundu pandakauya pana 2012 takaita mama recordings ndo cd nyowani yandinayo iri kuda kutongoburwa majimanji.
Inonzani cd yenyu?
Cd yangu iyi inonzi shungu ndakaipa zita iri maererano nokurarama kwatinoita muupenyu ndingape muenzaniso wekuti kukura kwatakaita mubaromo papa neshasha dzairatidzika kuti dzanzi dzine mari but kazhinji mari isina kuonekwa nemabasa akanaka kazhinji ndo inodzoka muvanhu takuishuvhairirwa tinobhiliva kuti munhu chai anenge akasenzera mari akashandira upfumu hwake haudzoke kune asina achivhaira.
Vanga vari Vanyani Bote vanove chizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri muBoston kumassachusetts muno muamerica vari parunare nestudio 7.
Masangano anorwira kodzero dzemadzimai nevanasikana nenhengo dzehurumende dzinobva kumapazi anomirira zvemadzimai munyika dzakasiyana-siyana vari muguta reNew York kumusangano mukuru wepagore weCommission on the Status of Women wakatanga nemuvhuro uchipera svondo rinouya. Muzvare Nyaradzo Mashaya Mombe vesangano reTege Life International Trust rinorwira kodzero dzevanasikana ndemumwe avo vari pamusangano uyu. Muzvare Mashaya Mombe vanoti hurumende dzemuAfrica dzinofanira kuisa mari pazviga zvinenge zvabuda pamisangano yakadai sezvo kazhinji kacho pasina chinobuda mushure mekunge vanhu vatora nguva vachizeya zvinoda kugadziriswa pamisangano mikuru yakadai. Marvelous Mhlanganya uyo weStudio 7 aita hurukuro namuzvare Mashaya Mombe kuti tinzwe zvizere nezvemusangano uyu.
Tiri kuNew York kumusangano watikufambira musangano wegore negore kuna CSW kana kuti Commission on the Status of Women unova iwo musangano unoongorora magariro kana kubudiriro yemadzimai nevanasikana pagore negore iri pasi pechirongwa cheUnited Nations chinova icho chirongwa chekuti tione kuti pfundutso yemadzimai nevanasikana yakamira sei zvakadaro tichiona kuti mikana yekuwaniswa kwemikana yakaenzana kwevanakomana nevanasikana zvakambonyatsomira sei pasi rese. Saka zviri kuonekwa izvo kuti gore rino takanyatsotarisana nekuti masustainable development goals akaitwa aya akasainirwa last year for the next 15 years takananga neagenda 2030 kuti tione kuti madzimai nevanasikana tinganyatsoita kuti zvifambe sei kuti nyaya dzavo dzibude mumasustainable development goals. voza chitora nezwa wani.
Inuna zipi za muruku wona ziri kunyanyo taurwa ni madzimai pasirose tozo nato nanga shedune Zimbabwe za wanga deko wona zichigadzirisika.
Nya zikunyanyo kuda inya zi gender based violence kumadzimai ni manaskana. Inga wafuti nya yate economic empowerment. Kana ito razo economic empowerment tukuto roti wapumi kumadzimai ni manaskana. Vape ovano tunueto tupenyu wa huu venye pundu ito. Fanya gender based violence ito. Nyaya zeku shunguru zuba kumadzimai ni manaskana. Shakata rofuti mwenyaya iriku nyanyota uro seregi. Kuno inyaya kuti. Ma sustainable development goals. Yati ngati iyo wara. Riku nepasireze. Tenderi nenderi kumakore 15 ariku tera. Chichita uti development nile ndere. Madzimai ni manaskana warikuti. Kuno diwa amari. Urumende zino kurumbiza kusaina. Sekuta uro kata jita uti Zimbabwe yaka saino ma sustainable development goals. Zimbabwe ikatuendiva mberi iyo, ikavau ne au ken avaru kudosha wakati koshera kwa Zimbabwe. Saka chinonye nyo biwa manje, inye kuti kuchinza ne mari, ya kuti basale mazimaini wanasikana, iziende reberi, chaka nangana na neyo magonza, ya taurai.
Wanga wari mtungamiri wesangano Retege Life International Trust, mzware nyaradzo Mashaya Mombe, vachitaura na Marvelous Mtanganya uyo Studio 7, vari parunare mu New York.
Yashika nguwe ya manga maka mirira ya tunewerenga tsamba mbosha zenyu pamwene ma text message amuno tumira imi vatereriwe Studio 7.
Munyerwe kutangano tindikuwa zirewo muri yekwa endera yese muZimbabwe ndini pasmo kwa mtare.
Mumwano tindinonzi kwa kufara chose kanandaka terira na uzenyu chinonya nyendifadza uchapupu nechokwadi uye mutauro wakarungwa. Rambai makadaro munyika vanhu vari kunonga svosve nemuromo uori uye chizivano zvadya nyika rutivi chikuru udzanyiriri zvanyanya. No more freedom in Zimbabwe ndimboreserewo mhuri yekwa zvamuka Jack Chitana ama neshamwari kunyanya vandakadzidza navo pakapfunde hai muna 2014 ndatenda zvikuru ndini Lawrence zvamuka paHarare.
Mwano tindingafara mukaverenga tsamba yangu. Ndinonzi Takunda Mutsindikwa. Ndiri kutsvagawo hama dzangu baba vakashaya vainzi Patrick Mutsindikwa. Amai vavo vanova mbuya vedu vanonzi Susan Mutsindikwa. Zvinonzi vakanga vakaroorwa nava Patrick Maka. Vakabereka baba vedu vainziwo Patrick. Mukoma wasekuru vedu Patrick Maka vainzi vaHerija Maka. Ambuya vababa vedu vainzi vakakiti vanhu ava vaigara kwaseke mubhuku rekwa makaha masawi mahoni nekwa mandaza asi vakazotama vachienda kumarondera zvese izvi zvakaitika pakati pegore ra 1959 kusvika 1964 munondibata pa 0027 739 015 100 ku South Africa mu Rustenburg kana pa 00263 773 223 165 ndi amai kuHarare ndatenda.
Mumwe anoti ndini Aaron Mupasi ndiri kutsvagawo amai vangu vakashayikwa kumasvingo last week vanonzi Elizabeth Mushezheveti vanoriziwo fonaiwo panhamba dzinoti 077 840 3930.
Aiwa vatereri nguva ndo yaita shanje. Tinokutendai mose makwanisa kutinyorera tsamba kuno ku Studio 7. Vatereri musakanganwa kuti muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 PM tirikutarisa dambudziko rechikafu iro rapararira nenyika. Sezvo nguva iri yapera regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
Sangano rinobatsira nechikafu pasirose reWFP rinoti Zimbabwe inoda mari inodarika mazana maviri emamiriyoni emadhora yekutenga chikafu chinosvitsa nyika muna kurume wegore rinouya.
Dare redzimosva rinoti hurumende yakabvisa midziyo yembada Diamonds kuminda yemangoda kwamarange zvisiri pamutemo.
Vaimbova gurukota rezvemigodhi vaobeti mupofu vanoti havasi kuzovhura muromo wavo panyaya dzemari dzine chekuita nemangoda. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonika ine mufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande naMavelous Mhlanganya uye munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 16th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The High Court ordered the state to allow Mbada Diamonds to deploy security guards at its mining concessions following government's move to shut down diamond mining operations in Manicaland province.
Security personnel are entitled to remain on the ground just to make sure that nothing of their stuff is removed. But we are basically saying that they were not despoiled. We gave them 90 days in terms of the act to remove their equipment.
The World Food Programme says it needs $220 million to provide assistance to millions of Zimbabweans until next year.
We're not yet at the harvest period in April or May, and the people's food stocks are becoming depleted. There are many vulnerable people, as we know, already in the countryside areas.
And police summon Warriors coach Calisto Pasua to give evidence in an alleged Warriors match-fixing scandal.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The High Court has ruled that Mbada Diamonds, which is among several firms that were ordered by the state to stop operations in Manicaland province, can only deploy security guards at its mining compounds but can't resume diamond mining activities due to lack of proper licenses to mine the gems. The government recently shut down mining activities in Marange Diamond Fields and others, claiming that the companies had no licenses and refused to be part of a national diamond mining entity designed to take over all operations in the region. Our correspondent Thomas Shiripasi reports.
Harare High Court Judge Joseph Mafusire today ruled that Mbada Diamonds was wrongfully dispossessed of its property when police details were deployed to guard the Marange Diamond Fields following the government's directive for all the diamond mining companies to stop all mining activities in Manicaland province. This ruling was confirmed by Advocate Louis Uriri, one of the lawyers representing the police in this matter.
The learned judge handed down his judgment this morning, where he finds that, in fact, Mbada was wrongfully dispossessed of the property in question. He orders restoration subject to the fact that Mbada will not be able to mine or to conduct any operations on the mine, in view of the fact that the licenses had expired. That means that technically they were wrongfully removed, which position we don't agree with and which position we are in fact appealing. It also means that they cannot mine, they cannot undertake any operations on the ground until, according to the judge, when the question of the validity of their mining licenses is determined.
Uriri, however, said the state was going to appeal against the court's decision, arguing that authorities followed provisions of the law when they removed the diamond companies from their concessions.
Security personnel are entitled to remain on the ground just to make sure that nothing of their stuff is removed. But we are basically saying that they were not despoiled. We gave them 90 days in terms of the act to remove their equipment, and we look forward to them removing their equipment. And to the extent that we don't agree with that finding, specific finding, we will appeal it to the Supreme Court.
The judge, however, found that Mbada Diamonds could not resume mining operations since the company had not renewed its operating license. Executives of Mbada Diamonds were not available for comment. Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa last month ordered the closure of all companies that were mining diamonds in Chiatswa on the basis that they had not renewed their operating licenses. The companies were also allegedly refusing to merge to form one entity that was being proposed by government. Chidakwa said the merger was meant to curb leakages in the diamond sector after fiscal authorities complained that the companies were not declaring all their returns from diamond sales. Following the move to kick out all diamond companies from Chiadzwa, President Robert Mugabe stunned the nation when he claimed that government lost more than $15 billion in potential revenue in Chiadzwa. To date, no one has been arrested in connection with the missing funds. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, in a related story, the alleged looting of $15 billion in potential diamond revenue is unsettling opposition parties in Zimbabwe that are now urging President Robert Mugabe to step down for failing to curb corruption in the mining of the country's diamonds. Reporter Blessing Zulu has more.
Former Mines Minister Obed Mpofu has vowed that he will never comment on President Robert Mugabe's remarks that $15 billion in diamonds revenue vanished in Chiadzwa. In brief remarks to Studio 7, Mpofu said, quote, "Look, I will never comment on the issue of diamonds. I am no longer the minister responsible. You must interview the Minister of Mines. I will never comment on that issue." Close quote. Mpofu is now the Microeconomic Planning and Investment Promotion Minister. But Mpofu was in charge when the money allegedly disappeared. In 2012, a report released by Partnership Africa Canada said Zimbabwe's Marange Fields had seen, quote, "the biggest plunder of diamonds since Cecil Rhodes." Rhodes was the colonial magnate who exploited South Africa's diamonds more than a century ago. The Canadian non-profit organization is a member of the Kimberley Process, the international organization set up to stop the trade in so-called blood diamonds or diamonds mined to finance conflict. It alleged that at least $2 billion worth of diamonds had been stolen from the country's diamond fields and ended up in the pockets of President Mugabe's ruling elite. But Mpofu at the time rubbished the report, calling it nonsensical and a work of detractors. Responding to questions from parliamentarians today, Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa said his ministry will investigate the alleged looting of the $15 billion. At that time, a lone protester was also demonstrating outside parliament with a placard and a t-shirt written, "Where is our money?" Opposition parties are calling on President Robert Mugabe to step down, saying the alleged pillaging of the funds was done under his watch. In a press statement, the opposition People's Democratic Party recommended that, quote, "President Mugabe resigns with immediate effect as he has failed the nation as its chief executive." Close quote. The party added that a commission of inquiry must be set up by parliament to investigate the alleged looting which occurred in Chiadzwa, and prosecution of those responsible must follow. MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu said the office of the auditor general must be mandated to investigate the case. Gutu said all the money that was looted must be returned to the country. Kurawo Nichiwai, spokesman of the Washman Ngube led MDC, also urged Mr. Mugabe to resign for failing to deal with corruption. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Blessing Zulu.
The World Food Program says it needs $220 million to provide assistance to an estimated 2.2 million people until 2017. Labor and Social Services Minister Prisca Mufumira says the number of people in need of food assistance has risen to more than 4 million. But the WFP says 3 million is still the official figure. In a press statement, the WFP said vulnerable people in Zimbabwe will continue to receive relief assistance from the United Nations World Food Program, though what is usually a period of bounty, but which this year has turned out into a time of want. The WFP noted that it's extending its relief program due to the punishing impact of El Nino on the food security of the country. WFP is this month providing food and cash-based assistance to some 730,000 vulnerable people. WFP Communications Officer for Southern Africa, David Orr, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that urgent food is needed in the country.
The latest figures we have are that nearly 3 million people are food insecure. That's about a quarter of the rural population in Zimbabwe. And we do expect this figure to increase into later this year and into next year. We're not yet at the harvest period in April or May, and the people's food stocks are becoming depleted. There are many vulnerable people, as we know already, in the countryside areas. And as I say, this figure will probably rise over coming months.
The government is now putting the figure at around 4 million. Is this a fair assessment?
Well, I did hear reports that a minister in the government had used the figure of 4 million in a statement yesterday. My understanding is this is her projection of what the numbers that of food insecure people that there could be later in the year. And of course, this is indeed possible, but we are still going by the official figures that the government released recently, and that's nearly 3 million.
And let's talk about the funding. Are you happy with the levels of assistance that you are getting from your traditional donors?
I would say, of course, we're very grateful for the assistance we have got so far. This is not just a crisis in Zimbabwe, but across the region, we have very high levels of food insecurity. This region, nearly 30 million, including South Africa, as a result of last year's bad harvest and now the impact of the El Nino weather event, which has brought more and continued drought to the region.
That was WFP Communications Officer for Southern Africa, David Orr, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Johannesburg, South Africa. As reported yesterday, UNICEF said Zimbabwe faces its worst malnutrition crisis in 15 years, with tens of thousands of children requiring urgent treatment. VOA Studio 7's Ndimiake Mwakalele has more.
Poor rains induced by the El Nino weather phenomenon have hampered food production, and diminishing reserves have left many people in rural parts of Zimbabwe short of essential supplies. In an interview with AFP, UNICEF representative in Zimbabwe, Jane Muita, says an estimated 50,000 children are in need of food assistance, with 33,000 needing treatment for acute malnutrition. Muita says such level of malnutrition has not been seen in Zimbabwe for many years.
More than 15 years, this is the first time that we are seeing like this kind of thing, especially the condition of malnutrition that we are seeing in children. It has not been seen before in this country.
Muita says their research has mostly been confined to the rural areas in all 10 provinces, but indications are there is need for research in urban areas as well.
We don't have any assessment that was done in urban areas, and in fact, at the moment, we are thinking that it is important to also look at the urban areas.
To help alleviate the situation, UNICEF is requesting $21 million in aid. This comes in the wake of other requests from donors, including the WFP, or World Food Programme, to alleviate hunger. Muita says severe acute malnutrition is dangerous for children.
Malnutrition is a very dangerous condition for children to have, specifically in the age before they reach the age of 2. We are talking about under 5 malnutrition, and at this moment we are talking about acute malnutrition, which we can deal with, and by feeding children, by making sure that they are not suffering from diarrhea.
One of the long-term effects of malnutrition, explains Muita, is stunting, which she says affects 28% of Zimbabwe's children.
Stunting is a condition that is chronic form of malnutrition, but has the biggest impact before the age of 2. If we don't intervene before the age of 2, they live with that problem. So they are stunted, but not only are they stunted, but there are other impacts of malnutrition that are lifelong, including intelligence, their performance in school is affected, and they are also prone to death from other illnesses.
In acknowledgement of the severe food shortage in the country, the government recently declared a state of disaster and has appealed for food aid. An estimated 4 million people need food assistance. Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Ndimiake Mwakalele.
A high-powered delegation of Zimbabwean women is in New York here in the United States for an annual conference on the status of women, set to discuss, amongst many other issues, strides that have been made in the promotion of gender equality and the empowerment of women globally. Nyaradzo Mashayamombe of Tege Life International Trust, one of the child rights organizations participating at the conference, tells us that it is imperative for governments to commit to funding some of the recommendations that come out of such gatherings.
guess I'm in New York for this CSW, or Commission on the Status of Women, the 60th edition. It is about exploring ways to empower women economically, as well as to ensure gender equality between men and women, girls and boys. This meeting takes place every year here at the United Nations in New York.
What is coming out, especially from the women's delegation from Zimbabwe? What are some of the challenges that women in Zimbabwe are facing that they would like to see resolved?
We know that in 2015, the world signed the Sustainable Goals, which is also known as the Agenda 2030. And so Zimbabwe is also one of the countries that signed those Sustainable Goals. And under the Sustainable Goals, one of the issues that are coming out clearly is issues of gender equality. Equality and access to opportunities equally between men and women, girls and boys. And also the issues of gender-based violence is a key issue that's coming out. Issues also that are coming out is an issue of economic empowerment for girls and young women, women and the youth.
That was Nyaradzo Mashayamombe, the founder of Tega Life International Trust in New York.
And now we take a look at regional and international news.
Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton were the big winners yesterday in the latest round of U.S. presidential primary voting. Trump's victory in Florida ended the campaign of rival Marco Rubio. But Governor John Kasich kept his White House hopes alive with a win in his home state of Ohio. The Republican race is now a three-man race, including Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who sees himself as Trump's chief rival.
In the Democratic race, big victories in Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio for frontrunner Hillary Clinton helped corral many more delegates than her rival, Senator Bernie Sanders. But with Sanders falling further behind in convention delegates, Clinton took a major step toward securing the Democratic Party nomination. Some Zimbabweans like Sheila Chitate, who live in America, are closely following the polls. This is what she thinks Zimbabweans can learn from the American Party polls.
I think what they can learn is how fiercely the candidates fight for their nomination, the party nomination. But don't waste time once they see, like, look at Marco Rubio, how he quickly just stopped his campaign when he saw that his election was going nowhere. So just learning to let go and join forces and fight the other party.
But at the end of the day, do you think that this is the actual participatory democracy that people in Zimbabwe may be looking for?
I think so. That openness, backing your candidate without fear of what maybe the ruling party or whoever is in charge might do to you. Just that openness. I'm looking at the candidacy of Donald Trump, which a lot of us don't support. But those who stand with him are not afraid to come up despite all the negatives and support their candidate.
And there's some, go ahead.
We have a lot to learn in that respect of just standing for what you believe and learning to let go if you don't make it.
That was Sheila Chitate, a Zimbabwean living in Texas, USA, speaking with Studio 7.
U.S. President Barack Obama has selected Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland as his nominee to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonio Scalia last month.
And police in the Belgian capital Brussels have killed a suspect armed with a Kalashnikov AK assault rifle during an anti-terror raid linked to the November 13 attacks in Paris.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
A self-employed father of three's life was turned upside down on December 15th when he was knocked down by a speeding motorist, breaking both of his legs and one arm. Prior to that, youthful Tamani Ncube, a former councillor for Madlambuzi, was the breadwinner for his family. but now he's struggling to make ends meet and has had to sell some household property to raise money for the family's upkeep and his own medical costs. After an operation in December, he appeared to be on the mend until last week when doctors told him his bones had not aligned well. For that reason, a new costly surgery is needed. Now, Ncube tells Studio 7 that he's at wit's end and is appealing for help.
I cannot work since I was self-employed. I cannot go to work now. I'm in physical pain and there is a toll in terms of the health bill.
You are in this very desperate situation and now you have to go for another surgery and you are appealing for funds. How much are you looking at?
I'm looking at $8,000. That's the cost of the surgery that I have to undergo if both limbs are to be attended to and the hand. It's approximately $8,000.
Those willing to help, where can they get you? How can they contact you?
They may get me on my cell number, which is also EcoCast if they want to deposit something. My cell number is 0779-232-669. That's where they may get me, or that's just the number which they may deposit anything in terms of cash. 0779-232-669.
That was a former Madlambuzi councillor Tamani Ncube on the line from Plumtree. And in sports news, investigations into match-fixing allegations have reached an advanced stage as the Zimbabwe Republic Police summon Warriors coach Callisto Pasuo to give evidence in the case that has claimed the scalp of Zifa board member Edzaika Senawuyo and Pasuo's assistant Nation Dube. Reporter Michael Kariati gives us the story.
Pasuo told Studio 7 that the police have been trying to get in touch with him since Friday, but he has not managed to talk to them because he was out of the country. He said they finally managed to get hold of him today and will be able to tell them all he knows tomorrow about the latest match-fixing escapade. Pasua, along with goalkeeper Tatenda Mkuruwa, are key witnesses in the match-fixing scandal, which has seen the suspension of Zifa board member Kasinawo, Pasua's former assistant Dube, and has also dragged in former Zifa chief executive officer Henrietta Rushwaya. Player agent Kudzai Shaba, who was banned during the Asia Gate investigations, has also been thrown into the case as one of the masterminders of the alleged match-fixing. Police spokesperson Charity Charamba is on record as saying Zifa has submitted a lot of evidence with regards to this matter.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police received a formal report from Zifa, and acting on the report, they are actually going through the information.
At the same time, Zifa President Philip Chiangwa has left for South Africa, where he is scheduled to meet the South African Football Association leadership and the South African Minister of Sport, Fikile Mbalula, with regards to this scandal. Before his departure, Chiangwa dismissed the remarks by Terry Steens, who has exonerated Rushwaya from any wrongdoing. Steens, a former FIFA employee, is validating claims by Rushwaya that she was working undercover to unearth alleged match-fixing of Warriors and other matches. However, Chiangwa says his association is not entertaining Steens, as he is not a football authority since he left FIFA long back. Edinya Tanga, a prominent leader of the Zimbabwe Warriors fans, has called on Zifa to reinstate Asia Gate bans imposed on those who have been implicated again in the new match-fixing allegations. Zifa, in January, pardoned all people who had been banned following the Asia Gate scandal, but Nyatanga says they should be banned from any soccer activities for life. Nyatanga says if the soccer supporters' body, they feel they are also to blame as they sold Chiangwa the idea of pardoning the Asia Gate perpetrators.
It was our idea. We didn't know that we were making a big mistake with this one, our focus depends.
He says so far, Chiangwa has done well as the Football Association leader, but adds that he has to deal decisively with the latest match-fixing allegations, as those accused are prepared for anything, or else he is the one who will fall.
They are prepared for anything. They are prepared for the worst.
Nyatanga and his association are organizing an anti-match-fixing parade during Zimbabwe's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Swaziland at the National Sports Stadium on March 28. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
In the Diaspora Forum, today we feature Brian Nira, a musician currently vying for the top spot on the United States primetime show, The Voice. Nira, born in Zimbabwe, to Zimbabwean parents, was raised in the Midwestern U.S. state of Oklahoma. The 24-year-old, whose parents are traveling pastors, discovered his musical talent at the age of four. On The Voice, he is in team and producer Pharrell Williams, who he won over after singing his own rendition of Pharrell's Happy. Nira is now preparing for The Voice battle round, hoping to continue to the end. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo speaks to Nira on his selection and representing Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe is so near and dear to my heart. My parents are from there, and I was born here in the U.S., but I go back every year to Zimbabwe. I spend a lot of my summers in Zimbabwe singing and speaking there. And so, man, I'm honored to represent this great nation.
Now you're on The Voice. How is that? And yeah. I have to say, you are very bold to get up there and sing Happy by Pharrell in front of Pharrell. It worked out for you, but, you know, what made you want to do that?
Man, I just love this song. You can't help but smile when you listen to that song. 'Cause I'm happy, come along if you feel like a room without a roof. 'Cause I'm come along if you feel like happiness is the truth. And so that's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to make America smile, you know, as my first introduction. and also Pharrell is just, I mean, he's a brilliant producer, artist who I have so much respect for. And so that's why I did it. That's why I took that risk.
You made it to the next round. Tell us about the feeling, you know, when you are going head to head with someone on your team to make your team. How was that?
It's crazy. It's definitely probably, I'd say, you know, anyone who's ever been on The Voice with and made it, you know, to the battle rounds would say that this is probably the toughest round because there is so many uncertainties that you have to deal with. You know, will I get a good partner? You know, will we work well together? But ultimately, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience.
How have your parents responded to this? You know, you telling them initially that you wanted to be on The Voice and then you making it this far.
My parents are so funny. And the thing that I've admired about them so much throughout my life is, obviously they grow and they change, but, you know, they've never lost, you know, that Zimbabwean culture in them. And so my parents didn't even, like, really know what I was doing until The Voice actually, like, paid for a ticket for me to come out to Los Angeles.
Let's hear from Nira as we end our programming. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that can go to space. By the way, because I'm happy, come along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm come along if you feel like happiness is the truth. That was Brian Nira, contestant on the U.S. primetime show The Voice, speaking with Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo from Los Angeles.
That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Please do stand by for the Ndebele News with me.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni we-Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhlaka 16 Mbimbitho 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise-Washington DC. Alingali tshona njani izilukani ndaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngoChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Izulu siyasilithole elihle leba lonyaka izulu liphuzile abantu abaningi bevele sebefaka izihlanyelo phansi njalo nxa lisina kunjenje lizulu lelane lokuthi asikwazi ukuthi liphela nini ukuthi abantu bangahlanyela bakhangelele ukuthi bona bangathola isivuno esihle.
Inhlanganiso yeWorld Food Program ithi siqhelisa uhlelo lwayo lokwabela abalambayo ukudla eZimbabwe.
Njengebulawayo Progressive Residents Association siyalwamukela uhlelo lwe-City Council lolu olokudevelopha iGodini Terminus lapho sokwakhiwa khona imall. Njengebupra silesifiso sokuthi iproject le izaletha imisebenzi ebantwini bakithi.
Ikhansili yedolobho lakoBulawayo isifike esibangeni esiphezulu samalungiselelo okwakha indawo yamavinkili esilindweni samakhombi eGodini koBulawayo imall. Kuvulwa umngcwele wesine phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana sekwamukelwe ngenjabulo izihambi ezithi zona inyathelo leli liza kwehlisa ukuminyana emngceleni wePlum Tree. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Inhlanganiso yeWorld Food Program ithi siqhelisa uhlelo lwayo lokwabela abalambayo ukudla eZimbabwe ngoba uZulu ebhekane lendlala embi. Embikweni wethulwe lamhlanje inhlanganiso le ithi lanxa uhlelo lolube lumelele ucine kulinyanga isizaqhubeka ngalo incedisa abalambayo ukuze kuyefika umnyaka ozayo. Okwamanje inhlanganiso le iphathisa abalambayo labampofu abangu 730,000 ngokudla lemali. Uhulumende wazise izolo ukuthi inani labadinga uncedo lokudla selikhwele lisuka kuzigidi ezintathu lafika kuzigidi ezine i-4 million. Umeli wesigaba senkayi South edalele phelamende umnumzana Bednico Bebe onguwe MTCT uthi lihle inyathelo le-WFP kodwa uthi kumele iphangise ifike endaweni zonke zelizwe ngoba abantu bayalamba.
Izulu siyasilithole elihle leba lonyaka izulu liphuzile abantu abaningi bevele sebefaka izihlanyelo phansi njalo nxa lisina kunjenje lizulu lelane lokuthi asikwazi ukuthi liphela nini ukuthi abantu bangahlanyela bakhangelele ukuthi bona bangathola isivuno esihle. Kukhona nje okuncane okwenzakalayo okwenziwa kakhulu ke ngabantu bezano kodwa hayi engingakutsho ukuthi ke abese abamapolisa nabesibutho laba hayi okwakatheswe bengakahlupha abantu sibili abantu abangani bafuna ukuhlupha ngendaba zokuthi bakhetha abantu ekudleni ke yilabo abasupporta iZANU PF kulesigaba engingasizwa esigabeni ukuthi kona ke uchairman weZANU PF ku district ke uke wezwakala esithi ke hayi abantu beMDC abanganikwa ke ukudla kwe social welfare kuyenikwa kunikwe abezano kuphela ngoba lokho ngokwezano kuyinto embi into etshengisa ukuthi lowo muntu ulenhliziyo embi inhliziyo yokuloya ngoba even esintwini sakithi umuntu kancitshwa ukudla isihambi silesisu esincane esingakophonjwana lembuzi.
IWorld Food Program yazise namuhla ukuthi sizaqhelisa uhlelo lwayo lokwabela abalambayo ukudla umnyaka uze uyephela njalo abanye ngabayabe benikwa imali khona ngapho enkayi selikubonile yini lokho.
Assessment yangkhona isifikile ke esigabeni iyenzakala ke ukuthi kutshengisa ukuthi ke bazanika kanjani okwemali ke ngathi ke bekuluhlelo okungani kade luvele lukhona lusenzwa iWorld Vision la nxa belusenzwa iWorld Vision ke ngesikilulo lokho esithi small scale kuthi uthi ngesindlela balubonela uhlelo oluphumelelayo ke ikho soluza ukuthi ke iWorld Food Program nxa sibuya iyengezeleleke kulolu hlelo. Okwesibili mbona engani abakwenzelayo ukuthi ungakhangelisisa kathesi ke akuindlala yakathesi yiyane ukuthi abanye ayisikuthi bonke abantu bazakufa ole mali esandleni ke ungahamba ke kuma shop ngibe ngithi kuma vinkili la sizisa mavinkili asemakhaya ke impupu uyayithola emavinkilini akufanani leminyaka ledlulileyo lapho kodwa ufica khona ukuthi emavinkilini kakula lezimpupu okuthola ivinkili liyithishu kuphela lo nyaka ke kunganeno ke baswaye ukuthi uthi bekhangela ukuthi ke kuba lula ukuthi labo babone ngani abaresponsible bangabanika imali babanike imali baye emavinkilini bayethenga bese kusifike labo ababonakalayo ukuthi hayi mhlawumbe le ndlela zokuthi bathole imali kazitholakali yibo ke abazalandwa ke baphiwe lokho kudla ke kuyikudla kuphelele.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Bet Nico Bebe ummeli wenkai South etale le parliament. Ikhansili yedolobho lakwaBulawayo isifike esibangeni esiphezulu samalungiselelo okwakha indawo yamavinkile esilindweni samakhombi egodini kwaBulawayo iMall. Lapho okulabasebenzela khona abedlula inkulungwane lengxenye osekubangele ukuxokozela ngokuphazamiseka komsebenzi wabaphila ngokuthengisa. Umphumelelo moyo intatheleni zindaba yestudio 7 usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekhona le kobulawayo.
Umnumzana Themba Machekano othengisela egodini uthi udaba lokwakhiwa kwendawo yamavinkili eyemolo ludaba abalubala kumaphephandaba njalo ikhansili yakobulawayo ayikacaci kibo ukuba izakwakha ngoba iningi labantu abathengisayo sebaphiwa indawo zokusebenzela emkambo yembida lasegcekeni eliphakathi laphakathi kwemakhosi le-Highlanders Club.
Thina lapha egodini abasitshelanga exactly ukuthi igodi liyavalwa kodwa sizwa ngelikabantu abanye phakathi kwethu kwampas applyela izitendi wathiwa siyakuya ngale market. Mina njengami ngabhadala ngale market kodwa uthi ngiyengena ngathi ezikunzima abanye abakhona ngale market bathi bona akuyenzi ukuthi basuke lathi kumele siyithengisele kwampa ebesikhona.
Umachekano uchaze ukuba bebefisa ukutholiswa indawo ezifinyelela abathengi ngoba akusizi ukutholiswa indawo ezakuba nzima ukuba abathengi bafinyelele. Obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko enhlanganisweni yezakhamizi eyeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, umnumzana Zibusiso Dube uchaze ukuba bayathokoza ngokuthuthukiswa kwesilindo samabhasi egodini, wasecela ukuba ikhansili iqhatshe abasakhulayo bakobulawayo ekwakhiweni kwemolu le, kanye lokutholisa abantu indawo zokuthengisela ingaphela ukwakhiwa.
NjengeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association siya lwamukela uhlelo lwe City Council lolu oloku developer igodini terminus lapho sokwakhiwa khona imall. Njengebupra silesifiso sokuthi iproject le izaletha imisebenzi ebantwini bakithi.
Unkosikazi Jennifer Ndlovu othengisela egodini uvumelane lembono kaDube ethi indawo yokuthengisa ngesikhathi imall isakhiwa sewayithola njalo uza kuya kuyo mhla ikhansili iqala ukwakha kodwa bafuna isiqinisekiso sokuba bazotholiswa indawo zokuthengisela mhla iphela ukwakhiwa ngoba sebeneminyaka bebhadala imali kukhansili yokuba babe lendawo eziqondileyo zokuthengisela.
Ngoba lathi sihlala sisevalweni ngendaba yemoli le yakhiwayo lapha egodini ukuthi ingakhiwa leyo moli yakhona echoyo thina siyabe singaphi kodwa lami ngomunye wangkhona wathola istendi khona le makhosi le Highlanders Club kodwa angahambi ukuhamba kwamangazi ukuthi nizahamba nami sokususa kuvalwela egodini.
Umasipala wakobulawayo wabika ukuba uzaqala ukwakha imolu le ngenyanga ezayo njalo usephume lendlela yokususa abathengisayo kanye lezimoto ezithwala abantu ngendlela engasoze iphazamise umsebenzi wabo. Abasebenzela egodini bona bathi ikhansili ayikakhulumisani labo mayelana lokwakhiwa kwemolu le lokuqinisa ukuthi bazathola indawo zokuthengisela uma iphela ukwakhiwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingunompumelelo moyo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 Medium Wave, laku Shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Ukuvulwa kwomngcwele i-border post yesine phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana sekwamukelwe ngenjabulo izihambi ezithi inyathelo leli liza kwehlisa ukuminyana emngceleni wePlumtree. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo seHaverone kweleBotswana.
Umngcele wemlambampeli ngezansi kwedolobho leGwanda uzavulwa mhlaka 1 kwenkwezi usiba ngowesine phakathi kweZimbabwe leBotswana. Ukuvulwa komngcele wesine phakathi kwamazwe omabili ukhalelwe ukwehlisa inani elisebenzisa ikakhulu umngcele wePlumtree, njalo ukhalelwe ukuvulela uhamba kahle kwempahla kanye labantu ukuza kwengeza ubudlelwane lezomnotho phakathi kwamazwe omabili. AbeZimbabwe kweleBotswana sebelamukele inyathela lokuvula umngcele wemlambampeli. Umnumzana Mthabisi Khumalo uthi kuzanceda labo abavela emangweni efana leGwanda abakade besiyadlula koBulawayo bethatha umango emide njalo kudala ukuminyana emngceleni weplumtree.
Hayi, ukuvulwa kweborder leyi entsha siyakuthokozela kakhulu, kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba icongestion ebakhona lapha eRamakhwebani kakhulu ngama-holidays khangela i-Easter kathesi, icongestion ebakhona ayiyenzi, njalo ngibona ngathi ukuvulwa kwaliborder kuza kutsho ukuthi icongestion le izaba phansi, njalo thina siyabe siyendaweni ezinjengabo Gwanda sokulula kithi kakhulu.
Kukanti umnumzana Castro Sibanda uthi kuzalamulela labo abayisihlobo nxa zonke zomngcele ngoba sekuzaba lula ukuthi bavakatshelane. Uthi kuza kwengeza lobudlelwane kwamazwe omabili.
Ngibone ngani ukuvulwa kweborder le entsha eGwanda, to me ngathi it was only logical sikhangelele ukuthi abantu abaningi abayisihlobo bahlala eduze duze, abanye bangapha komngcwele abanye bangale, kodwa bebengakhona ukuthi befinyelelane ngenxa yomango okhona, njalo kuzasiza kakhulu ekupromotheni engathi i-trade between two countries.
Kodwa utsho ukukhathazeka ngesimo somgwaqo esilakho ukuxosha abahambi beqhubeka besebenzisa umngcele wePlumtree.
Unye futhi engunazelelayo ukuthi government kufanele eZimbabwe in particular kufanele improve i-road infrastructure ngenxa yokuthi kuleyinye i-border already ekhona eyavulwayo emasilodge engasebenzi kahle ngenxa yokuthi akulamgwaqo omuhle oyenza ukuthi abantu becrosse. Kodwa lokhu okwamanje sibone ngantu akuza decongesta iborder yePlumtree.
Umphathi ntambo obona ezokuhambisa eZimbabwe umnumzana Joram Gumbo usethembise ukuthi umgwaqo obambisanisa indawo ezifana leGwanda kanye lemaphisa lomngcele omusha uza kwakhiwa kwisikhatshana esifitshane esilandelayo. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisabona kuleBotswana.
Hehe, sokunzima manje enkundleni yomncintiswano wenkondlo ku Studio 7. Hambani liyezibonela ekhasini lethu eleFacebook ku VOA Indebele. Sezikhona inkondlo ezithunyelwe ngabanye benu. Ubona ngani ungamedlula uJanet Khumalo na osekhona manje? Ngena lawe uzitholele umvuzo, siyahulula ngapha ku Studio 7. Ozathola ama like amaningi, nguye othola umvuzo omkhulu weradio esebenzisa amandla awelanga awesola. Ukungena nje kumncintiswano uyathola umvuzo. Futhi ungathola ama-like amaningi, uthole umvuzo omkhulu. Lingakhohlwa ukutshela izihlobo labangane ukwenza like ikhasi le-VOA Indebele ku-Facebook.
Odokotela abasanda qeda izifundo ekade bemele baqalise umsebenzi mhlaka 1 kuyona le inyanga lokho bengakaqalisi ngoba bengavumelani lo hulumende phezu kwe contract isivumelwano abamele basisayine. Odokotela laba bathi sebezame ukukhulumisana logatsha lwezempila kahle olwe Health Service Board kanye lomphathi ntambo wezempila kahle umnumzana David Barirenyatwa, kodwa akulalutho oseluphumile. Bathi okunye abakhonona ngakho ukuthi isivumelwano sabo asibavumeli ukuthi babe ngamalunga enhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi, kanti njalo odokotela besifazana abaphiwa iholo labo ngokugcweleyo nxa bethe baya kukhefu lokuphumula bezithwele i-maternity leave. uhulumende uthi nxa odokotela laba befuna alungisise izikhalazo zabo kumele basayine izivumelwano zabo kuqala kodwa bona bayakwala lokhu ngoba besithi bengasayina bayabe sebezibophele endaweni ezabuya ibahluphe kusasa. Sehlulekile ukukhulumisana lomgcini sihlalo ogatsha lwe-Health Service Board uDokotela Love Mombe Ngeranwa lomphathi ntambo wezempila kahle uDokotela David Barire Nyadwa. Kodwa umeli wedalela ePhalamende uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo uveze ukuthukuthela ngodaba lolu esithi uhulumende kumele alulungise ngokuphangisa ngoba ukuze odokotela baqale umsebenzi.
Okokuqala uhulumende le Public Service Commission bephula umthetho ngoba izisebenzi zikahulumende zisebenzisa i-Public Service Commission lapha abalelungele khona ukuthi bajoyine ama-trade unions uma befuna ngoba i-trade union i-voluntary organization. Njalo singakhangela udaba lokuthi omama uma bezijele besemsebenzini bahambe kumalive. Udaba esalulwa njengenkokheli yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Union ukuthi kulesikhathi ukuthi omama bazithwelile babeqhutha imisebenzi ukuthi bazithwele. Saze savumelana nohulumende ukuthi umama yedwa kumele aphiwe isikhathi sokuthi ahambe kumaternity leave, njalo aphiwe umholo wakhe kumaternity leave, njalo kumele abe nabantwana abathathu ibe ngu-employer oyi-1 evunyelwa ukuthi ahambe ngakhe kumaternity leave. So lokho sokusenza uhulumende odokotela laba sebesenzwangazani yizibotshwa. Kumele balandele imithetho eyejele, hathi imithetho eyacubulwa abameli bephalamende yavunywa ngurhulumende. So lokho kukhona yinhlamba kwizisebenzi zikarhulumende, ikakhulu izisebenzi ezisebenza nabantu abagulayo odokotela. So bakhuluma kungenzeka kuleli lizwe odokotela ngasiselabo iningi labo sibavaleka kuleli lizwe endaweni eswelayo komsebenzi. So lokho kwenziwa ngurhulumende zephula umthetho oqondane lezisebenzi zaseZimbabwe Public Service Commission Act le-Labour Relations Act.
Khona kungani uhulumende engakunanzelela ukubana odokotela bayasilela elizweni alungisise lolu daba ngokuphangisa?
Ayisikho ukuthi uhulumende kakwazi, uyakwazi ukuthi odokotela bayasilela. Abazama ukukwenza ukuthi benze odokotela babe yizigqili, babaholise imali engasoze bancedelanga lutho ngoba sonke sikwaziwa sikhathesi abanye odokotela bakhola ama-$300 umuntu eqedile iminyaka neminyaka ese-yunivesithi efundela ukuthi alapha abantu abagulayo. So badinga izindlela ezokuthi benze izibhedlela, izisebenzi ezibhedlela ibe zingama-export processing zones lapho kungena mthetho khona okuphula khona umthetho umkhakhe enze umathanda.
Alo-ke bekungunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, ilunga ledale lePhalamende engowe bandla le-MDCT, ubexoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ecingweni eseHarare. Ake sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amapholisa kwele Belgium abikwa esegombolozele enye indawo edolobheni leBrussels ngemva kokukhaliswa kwembhobho endaweni le eduzane lalapho okuthiwe amabhomba adubuka nyakenye kwele France edolobheni leParis ngabalwa becatsha besimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo kwafa abantu abaningi. Iqembu lebulenjini elizibiza ngokuthi Anonymous lithi selisungule umkhankaso wokuvimba omunye wabadinga usekelo ukuze akhethwe ukumela ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho olukhulu lokudinga umongameli umnumzana Donald Trump. Akuhlelo lwethu lwezizalane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhla sixoxa lo nkosikazi Sibongile Mhlaba ofundisa ekolishini lemfundo ephezulu eNew York ngapha kwelemelika. Umhlaba oselesikhathi eside ehlala kwelemelika uthi ukufundisa emelika kwehlukene kakhulu lalokho kwenziwa eZimbabwe. Umhlaba utshele uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi ngaphandle kwalokho kunzima ukukhulisa abantwana ngapha kwele Melika.
Lecturer e-college.
Ulekutshani khona ngapha ufundisa?
History. Ngilamaklasi angu-2 e-world history ikhava nje umhlaba wonke nje bese ngisiba le Africa, the history of Africa.
Kunjani kodwa ukufundisa kona?
Kulo mehluko ikakhulu nxa simkhangela i-history ye-Africa, kulo mehluko sibili ngoba njengomuntu owafundisa eZimbabwe, abafundi bakhona bathiyene kakhulu kule nkalakatha yomehluko ngoba abalapha i-history yabo bandise ukukhangela ngokwabo ikakhulu, ukuthi ezinye indawo zomhlaba hayi kabaziqakathekisi. Njalo abafundi bakhona bagcina bengela i-background e-history ezinye indawo. So yeah, so nxa ususe college ke ukuthi uqalise ngathi kugcina kusiba kuningi kakhulu, kubehlule ngoba babe sebekhangela amagama lendawo abangazijayelanga bese kusiba nzima.
So kodwa uyabafundisa le history yeZimbabwe into ezinjalo?
Yeah, isikhathi sakhona silutshwane, akukwanisi ukuthi ungene okujulileyo.
Ye, nxa sesikhangela-ke ngempilo kodwa khona ngapho-ke eNew York, kuphile kanjani khona?
Kuyaphileka njengomuntu osehlale iminyaka eminingi nje, ugcine usujayela indawo kodwa ufuna ulabangane, ligcina selibambene, selibaningi ukuthi liyabe libonisana izinto, lincedisana lapha, likhangela ukuthi abantu abafika kudala babe belincedisa lani, lincedisa ababuya later, kwenzela ukuthi libe nje i-community yenu khonapho.
Kodwa-ke ezamasiko khonapho liyabe lizifaka lazo yini nxa selincedisana, kwenzakala khonokho?
Hayi, lapho sibili lapho esehluleka khona, ningazi ukuthi kwezinye indawo ze-America ukuthi benza njani, but nxa sesilapha ngibone ukuthi sikhangele kakhulu ukuthi sifithe ku-community yalapha. Okwethu sigcina siyekethisa kungasa ngishitshi kakhulu ngoba sisukhangela abantwana ukuthi manje ngabento okhe ngikhangele muva kuzabahlupha ngoba impilo abayiphilayo kayisafanani lalokhu esasikuphila thina sisesekhaya.
Ukukhulisa abantwana kodwa kunjani khonapho eNew York?
Kunzima ngoba njengoba usitsho kwamasiko kutshene kakhulu, njalo ama-influences amaningi avela ngaphandle ukuthi ezikolo labangane abavela indawo eziningi. Ngoba iNew York i-community yakhona i-diverse okumangalisayo ukuthi kugcina kusiba nzima ukukhulisa abantwana kusukela ku-language, ulimi abalukhulumayo, ngoba ungazi uzame ngapha ngikhaya ukuthi sizakhuluma isiNdebele, then nxa sebesesikolo la ngapha hhayi ugcina kungasahambelani, bagcina sebe-confused.
Lo-ke ngunkosikazi Sibongile Mhlaba, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Melika, obekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 esedolobheni leNew York.
Lingalitshona njani izulu kandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu. Igama lami nguChris Gande, sidibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba. Lamhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sihlaziya ke udaba lokubana kule nkulungwane zamagama abantu eziholiswa imali nyanga zonke kodwa kungela muntu oyabe esemsebenzini, ama ghost workers ngesilungu. Okwakuqala ngiyakubingelela ngikwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga mthandazi, ngibingelela labalaleli.
Ya, umbuzo wami wakuqala singathi thina ubona njani udaba lolu lokubana kuthiwa kulezi sebenzi eziningi kakhulu eziphonga kuba ngamagama kodwa nxa kusiyakhangelwa emsebenzini lapha kazitholakala?
Kuyindaba ebuhlungu njalo eyanyufayo. Ngiyananzela kule ndaba entsha. Ngokule minyaka eminingi singakhumbula laphana kulo government national unit kwaba yinkulumo yokuthi kunanzele ukuthi kulezisebenzi ezikhona emabhukwini kodwa ezingasebenziyo kodwa imali iphuma. So kwakhanya ngathi ababekuhulumende ama-ministers uhulumende babekwala lokho bethi hhayi leyo nto yipolitisekhoko abantu and kunjalo kukhanya uhulumende ubhadala imali ezisabekayo nabantu abangasebenziyo. So soke umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi lezo mali ezibhadala abantu abangekhoweni zithathwa ngubani, zihliwa ngubani. Soke kusegcekeni ukuthi khathesi anti uba kuthiwa la elizweni lapho kulo hulumende ongenakela ngabantu lezabo sebezanaze indaba leyi ingasuka nje iphelele emoyeni singayindawo. Kodwa eqinisweni sokwenzakala kuyinto eyangisayo, ngabe sikhuluma kanye njengesizwe, abantu abasebenzi imali elizweni ayikho, amasevisele zaseahulumende bayekuleka uhola, ngabe sikhuluma kanje lebhonasi abayehole yalasiye. Kodwa kuphezu kwalokho kube le mali ezingeyicoke ezizongupha ngabantu abangakhonakali lokho lecala ukubana kuthiwa lezo mali engayele kube yisibonelo kwabanye abazama ukuzifanana ukuba nasili bahambe emakhodi bagweshe bahlale kule majini kwezetrayela kwesabuzifanana.
Ngokubona kwakho amabandla aphikisayo kukhona yini engakwenza ngodaba lolo?
Ibona ngathi amabandla aphikisayo khathesi alethuba elihle lokuthi batshengisele ukuthi uhulumende ongokakhesi obusayo usesiyegqibenza ukuthi sehlulekile, ngoba phela sokube bufakazi ngoba indaba le indaba endala bekhuluma ngayo kodwa abauhulumende besala. So ingxenye khathesi sibona ngathi amabandla la aphikisayo abe sezikwenza ukubana amobilize abantu sibe lendlela akemeyo yokutshengisela ukuthi lokho kwenziwa kwelizwe yini, akhonthi ukuthi abantu bayasebenza bona abasebenzayo babhadale i-tax, abantu bayathenga babhadale i-vat, imali zabantu beye futhi lapho zibe zitshontshe zele bona abantu bekhala bekusisa kuthi phezulu kakhulu. So zonke amabandla aphikisayo alethubeleke bantu esibila amapulayiza amamasisi abantu bathengisela endlela egcweleyo besebenza namanye ama-organization isiritano akhangela bonabo ama-organizi abo zinto o-CTZ abe-civil service bonke babambane ozesithi babambane ngoba le yinto e-afecta isizwe e-afecta isisebenzi liyi-afecte nemuli
kodwa ke nxa sisizwa yena uhulumende uthi yena wahamba wayocubungula wayodingisisa efuna ukubona ukuthi abantu laba ngobani, yikho sekuphuma ke imbiko le, singamethesa na icala lokuthi nguye olomlando la?
Icala siyamethesa ukuthi lomlando ngoba labo bantu baqhathwa nguhulumende i-public service yikwenza lokho. So nxa kuyukuthi uhulumende owenza wathi kwenza wasebone kule nto ekhona, uhulumende sokusegcekeni ukuthi iminyaka yonke leyi into lezi zenzakala futhi ukuthi akulama-tax and balances kwe-system lesiyakikhula ngingathi ngesindebele ngamfaka njani kodwa akulama-tax and balance okutshengiseni kambe la bantu abasebenzayo basebenza foshure bakhona yini njalo futhi singakhohlwa ukuthi nxa ubala amaphepha labanye abasebenza hhayi abantu abatholakele abanye yibonabo kuthiwa ngamamilishiya ngamani. So ngasho nto ngaye uhulumende politically wayesazi kwenzakala njalo uthi behlake ezimbabwe ukuthi sefike kuhlukanisa uhulumende konoke kwenza kusikhozela ama-problem ngoba sekulenzeke nxa uhulumende funa ukuthi athokozise abantu abasebandleni lakhe yobona abantu abangazibehola ngapho ngathi bauhulumende kanti bona bakho kuhulumende. So jilisibesilayo so-ke iqiniso nokuthi uhulumende azathathe ngomunye ulomlando.
Hayi, kuyezwakala isikhathi sesingasavumi. Ungavalelisa abalaleli?
Ngiyabonga abalaleli, nibele olihle.
Hayi, lathi sibonge.
Ngiyabonga.
Lo ke bekungumnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezisebenzi yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ebesixoxa layo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba. Igama lami nguChris Gande, lilale. Kuhlelo lwe-Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela udubo lwendlala ngenxa yokungani kahle kwezulu. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwalamhlanje. Inhlanganiso ye-World Food Program ithi siqhelisa uhlelo lwayo lokwabela abalambayo ukudla eZimbabwe. Ikhansile yakobulawa isifike esibangeni esiphezulu samalungiselelo okwakha indawo yamavinkili i-mall esilindweni semichova egodini kobulawayo. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama lami nguChris Gande, silithiya ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk, lilale.